invocation of Pranayaparamita. Don't worry about tracking this rationally, just let it flow through you. One should envisage in one's own heart the syllable Di, set upon a moon disk, and with the rays that emerge from it, one should arouse all gurus and buddhas and bodhisattvas, and drawing them in before oneself, one should envisage them as sitting there in their various positions. Then, one should mentally confess one's sins and rejoice at such merit as has accrued. Take the threefold refuge. Rouse the bodhicitta. Dedicate merit and beg for pardon. Next, one should develop metta, compassion, sympathetic joy, and even-mindedness. Then, with these words, one should meditate on shunyata. I possess in my essence the adamantine nature, which is knowledge of shunyata. Next, one should envisage that syllable dihi, which is set on the lunar disk, as transformed into the lady Pranayaparamita. She bears a headdress of twisted hair. She has four arms and one face. With two of her hands, she makes the gesture of expounding the Dharma, and she is adorned with various jeweled ornaments. She blazes like the color of gold, and in her second left hand, she holds a blue lotus with a Pranayaparamita text upon it. She wears various garments, both below and above, and with her second right hand, she makes the gesture of fearlessness. She is seated cross-legged on the lunar disk and on a red lotus. Envisaging her thus, one should perform the act of identification. Such as is the Lady Pranayaparamita, even so am I. Such as am I, even so is the Lady Pranayaparamita. Next, one should set out the mantras. At the throat, Om Dihi. On the tongue, Om Gihi. And on the ears, Om Jrihi. Then, at one's own heart, one should imagine a red eight-petaled lotus, which arises from the syllable Ah, and is complete with pericarp and filament. And upon the pericarp and petals of the lotus, one should mentally inscribe in yellow these words: Homage to the Lady Pranayaparamita, whose virtue is immortality, who responds to loving devotion, who is replete with the knowledge of all the Tathagatas, who is loving towards all. Om Dihi. Then the seed syllables Shru, Ti, Smra, Ti, Vi, Jai, Ye, Swaha. Having thus set out these mantra words, one should recite them and meditate upon them for a day or for a week, for 6 months or a year. Thereby one becomes possessed of wisdom.